Welcome to Meet the Abolitionist podcast. Today you will be meeting many famous abolitionists. First, I'm going to fill you in on the story of John Brown. John Brown was born in Connecticut in 1800. He was born to a family that had extreme anti-slavery views. He married twice and was a father to 20 children. When Brown would travel, and his expanding family would travel with him, Brown tried to be an entrepreneur but didn't succeed and had to file bankruptcy. At the age of 55, Brown moved into Kansas Territory with his sons. After a little bit of living in peace, he led a group of men to Pottawatomie Creek. They took 5 unarmed boys and murdered them because their fathers were slave owners. After that, Brown left to go to Missouri, where he freed 11 slaves and killed their owners. Next, we will be meeting with Harriet Tubman.
Hi, I'm Harriet Tubman, and I was enslaved and then escaped. After that, I helped others gain their freedom as a conductor of the Underground Railroad.
What did you do to promote anti-slavery?
I led hundreds of enslaved people to freedom in the North along the route of the Underground Railroad. During a 10-year span, I made 19 trips into the South and brought over 300 slaves to the North.
What motivated you to promote anti-slavery?
When I was about 12 years old, I was constantly resisting slavery, and I was being heavily abused because I tried to help an enslaved man who tried to escape. Following that, I was hit in the head by a 2-pound weight, leaving me with a lifetime of severe headaches and narcolepsy. I wanted freedom for people who were forced into slavery and not just the people I helped on the Underground Railroad.
In your own words, what do you think the definition of slavery would be?
I think the most basic idea of slavery was to rid someone to work and force horrible labor upon someone just because of the color of their skin.
What challenges did you face being an abolitionist in the time of slavery?
Other than helping free slaves using the railroad, I helped ensure that the final defeat of slavery in the United States by aiding the Union during the Civil War. I served as a scout nurse, even though I received little pay and little to no recognition.
Thank you. Next, we will be meeting with Frederick Douglass.
Hello, I am Frederick Douglass, a formerly enslaved man, author, public speaker, and an abolitionist leader.
What did you do to promote anti-slavery?
I wrote a newsletter promoting anti-slavery called the North Star. I also have given many speeches. One of the most famous speeches I gave was "What to the Slave is the 4th of July." In this speech, I talked about how cruel Black Americans were treated during the 4th of July, which is a holiday celebrating freedom.
What motivated you to promote anti-slavery?
The main thing that motivated me to promote anti-slavery was that I was once a slave and I escaped. I wanted other slaves to escape and become free as I did.
In your own words, what do you think the definition of slavery would be?
I think slavery is a permitting system of oppression and abuse that is forced upon people of color.
Thank you. Next, we will be meeting with William Lloyd Garrison.
Hello, I'm William Lloyd Garrison. I'm an abolitionist from Newburyport, Massachusetts.
How did you promote anti-slavery?
One way I protested against slavery was published on a newspaper called The Liberator. My newspaper became the most well-known paper in America. I also helped lead a successful abolitionist campaign in the United States.
What motivated you to promote anti-slavery?
I realized that it was bad to keep people against their will. I also saw how it affected them and their health. So I realized that I should be fighting against it.
In your own words, how do you define slavery?
I define it as an inhumane way of getting your work done without having to pay anyone, or if they did pay them, very low wages.
What challenges did you face as an abolitionist in the time of slavery?
I got a lot of hate from Southerners, and Georgia legislator put a $5,000 bounty on my head to get me in jail. And some Northerners thought my views were too harsh, and even when I gave speeches, mobs would attack me.
Thank you. Next, we will be speaking with Lucretia Mott.
Hello, I'm Lucretia Mott, and I'm an early feminist and strong advocate for ending slavery.
What do you do to promote anti-slavery?
Myself and 30 other female abolitionists organized the Philadelphia Female Anti-Slavery Society. I later served as a delegate for the organization to the 1840 World Anti-Slavery Convention in London.
What motivated you to promote anti-slavery?
As a child, I attended a Quaker boarding school where I solidified my commitment to the Quaker belief in equality of all people before God.
In your own words, what do you think the definition of slavery would be?
a condition of which one human owns another human because of their skin color.
What were challenges you faced being an abolitionist in a time of slavery?
I often found myself being threatened with physical violence due to my radical views.
Thank you. Next, we'll be meeting with Sarah Grimke.
Hello, I am Sarah Grimke. I'm a women's rights activist, abolitionist, author, and representative of an anti-slavery society, but my sister Angelina and my brother Thomas helped me along the way.
How did you promote anti-slavery?
Well, one of the main ways I promoted anti-slavery was writing books with my sister Angelina. Angelina wrote an appeal to Christian women of the South, and I wrote an epistle to the clergy of the Southern states. Before I moved away from my family to promote anti-slavery in Holt, I used what I was taught by my private tutors and most importantly my brother Thomas. Using my education, I would teach the slaves my father owned until he told me that I could not teach them anymore. After we moved to Philadelphia, we got involved in abolition when my sister sent a letter to William Lloyd Garrison, which he published in his newspaper, The Liberator. Me and Angelina would also do public speaking. We distinguished ourselves from male speakers by debating with them. When my sister married Theodore Dwight Weld, together we published American Slavery as It Is, A Testimony of 1,000 Witnesses. Then we moved to New Jersey and we began to dig in and educate students. By 1851, we were leaders of a boarding school.
What motivated you to promote anti-slavery?
While I was involved in my studies with my tutors and my brother Thomas, my father enslaved hundreds of African Americans. I began to develop a view of an abolitionist as I watched how hundreds of African Americans were poorly treated. I went along with my family on the trips to Philadelphia, and I saw how the Quaker Society viewed slavery as evil and how women had more rights.
In your own words, what is the definition of slavery?
I think slavery is forcing of someone to work against their will without payment and being allowed to quit while being treated like property just because of a difference like the color of their skin.
What were challenges of being an abolitionist in a time of slavery?
Well, when we released our booklets that argued against slavery, they burned our booklets and warned me and Angelina that if we ever came back to South Carolina, we would be arrested. Angry mobs also came to our speeches, and when Angelina married abolitionist Theodore Dwight Weld, the Quakers kicked us out because Theodore was not a Quaker.
Thank you. That is it for Meet the Abolitionist podcast. Thank you for listening and have a great day.